Okay, very good. I hear an echo. I'll close my.
We'll mute the. Mute us. This? Yeah.
Okay. The Seder. It's a schus to be part of a chabur of people that are Isaac in Fatzis Torah, and especially we're proud of our Rabbi Mamon who does so much, and it's a pleasure to be part of a chabura sitting together and learning.
We can't hear. We're hearing every other.
It's now better or not?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, I will make my speaker lower, so that doesn't disturb me so much. Okay, is this good? Hey, do you hear me now?
Yes. I think we're running closer to the microphone like that. That's perfect.
Is good? I am. Yeah. Okay. We're here in. I wanted to look at a shtickle in Neustesche. Neustesche is a collection of the Sachet Shava Torah. And this is a particular shtickle that deals with something that sounds obscure, something with a lot of depth to it. Okay, B'mizmar Harninu, on the Kuf Lamed Zayin. It says, Tiku b'chodesh Shofar b'kesel yom chageinu, ki choyk l'Yisrael mishal k'yakov, edus b'hosef somi b'tzeis haratz Mitzrayim. So Chazal learned, this is the Perek in Tehillim, which deals with, it's the Perek Tehillim that deals with Rosh Hashanah and Yanim, Tiku v'Chodesh Shofar, and over here it says Eidus b'Hosef, and Chazal say Rosh Hashanah Yatzu Yosef Beis Hasurim, that on Rosh Hashanah Yosef went out of his jail. So obviously, if Rosh Hashanah Yosef went out of jail, it's something that has to do with the essence of Rosh Hashanah and something about what Yosef did wrong and did right, that's going to be part of it. So he says, Ha'inyan b'zeh, the Yosef nitvas lo shtei shana beis hasurin, v'shvil sh'omal sa'amashkim uzchartani v'hiskartani. So the Avera was that he said, he too many times he asked the Saramashkim to remember him. So the Pashto Pshat is it's a lack of bitachon and so on. The Zohar Kodesh says v'omer Zohar Kodesh shehoya ze pgam bezchira b'mashetola zechira b'mokem shein royu. So the Zohar Kodesh says a very strange lashon. The Zohar says that zechira is it's an important midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zechira, like Rosh Hashanah, we talk about zechronos. Zechira belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the fact that he appended zechira to the Tsar, that is the pgam, that was what was wrong, the aver that he did. So what exactly does it mean? What does it mean that Zechira belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this was the Avera? This is what he's going to explain. V'nira l'faresh, ki inyin ha-Zechira ma'orim l'malo, adei sha'odom zocha Thomas Hashem Yisparach, v'dovak bo. Okma sha'oma b'zoha kodesh, sha'odom ma'or l'malo k'fi ma'isav. Shem odom b'simcha l'malo gamkin b'simcha l'hefech, and so on. In other words, yeah.
Yeah, there was something with the sound.
You know what? I have another mic. Let me see if this will be better. I have a mic here. I don't know where the thing is over here. I don't know. Okay, it's not going to. I don't know where the thing gets attached. It's working?
Now it is.
Okay. So he says over here that the Zohar Kodesh says the problem was Zechira. Zechira is an attribute of God, and by associating it with the Sarah Mashkim, he was doing something wrong. And the question here really is, what exactly does that mean? What is this mid of Zechira? And why is it belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So he says, we'll read a line or two and then we'll try to explain it. V'tachlis ha-zechira ba-adam hi adei she-yakir b'chol ha-nasa ba-olam es ha-koach ha-loikai she-betocho v'sha-Hashem yisbarach me-saviv ha-kol. So it means as follows. Let's try to give an example of, let's take a contemporary example. You're all sitting in a building, in a nice new building. I remember when they dedicated it, I was there. And let's say we have two people in this building. One person was there when they built it, and he saw it being built and finished. So every time he looks at this building, he remembers the person who made it. So basically, he connected to the event of making it. He connected to the person as he was building it, and he retained that. And as long as his memory is working, he retains it's like a line that's drawn from that moment until where he is now. That's Zechira. A second person just moved into Rochester, takes a look at the building, strokes his chin or his beard and says, I guess some architect must have designed it. I guess some engineer was in charge of it. I guess some builder built it. And he extrapolates outwards till he gets, by extrapolation, to where it should be. So whenever we come across events that hit us in this world, whenever we deal with any range of events in this world, mostly events that happen to us, we can understand it through two perspectives. One perspective is, I believe in Hashem. Hashem created the world. He is the guide of the ongoing flow of what happens, and is in charge of everything that comes to fruition. That type of a thought process is called Zechira. I'm drawing a line from that point of creation, which is vivid in my mind, so to speak. I believe it and imagine it and see it in front of me. And I see everything in this world as emanating from that. That's a person who is Zocher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sort of draws HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world from a source that he has before him. The absolute belief of Hashem as a creator, and then how his Hashpah flow into this world. A second person deals with the world as it is. And this is a problem caused by A. Let's try to deal with A. This is a problem caused through C. Let's deal with C. I may have some vague sense it might lead to something behind it, but I deal with the things as they are because I have no memory. I connect to the points that are there. So when a person has Zechira in a positive way, he connects to the source and sees everything as emanating from that and happening from that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkach in this world is to bring the world to its development, and therefore he's making sure everything is happening. Versus a person that grapples with things as they are because that's his point of reference. So, tachlis haschira ba'adam hu So the shorish, the tachas of Zechira is that we begin to perceive everything in this world as there from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to move us, change us, challenge us, something. Even the things that only seem to be a problem, he can believe that it's all moving in a direction, positive direction. So basically, he always has a Kaddish Baruch Hu in front of him through this process. So Zechira is not just, Zechira is a relevant attribute at any given moment. It's the ability to see things from that point of origin, which is in the past, so to speak, and see the threads that bring it to the present. Next paragraph. V'yosef lefi godol malosei v'tzitkosei ilohoi mischazik b'pchinezu lehoi lashem eshad v'adam. Had Yosef lived that, he wouldn't have needed to ask anybody. Because just like if I know clearly that somebody sent A to challenge me, to deal with me, I go straight to the person that sent him and said, why'd you set me up with this guy? What do you want from me? But Yosef, had Yosef been on that appropriate madrega, that would have been his attitude. He wasn't. And therefore, he dealt with the person at hand and didn't really deal with where it's coming from. So that's what the Zohar means. He said, the Zechira goes up to the Sar HaMashkim. You're the source, because you're the one that knows me, and you're going to go free, and my whole world revolves around the Sar HaMashkim. That was what the Zohar means. It was a deficiency. It's in this Midah of Zikara. Next paragraph. Rosh Hashanah specifically is the time where it was, this midah became rectified. And let's explain why. Imagine sometimes you're sitting with a group of people, you're meeting about something, and the conversation leads from A to B to C to D, and sometimes it's just the ramifications of what you're talking about. Sometimes it's totally off topic, and so on. And that's a normal flow of interaction and conversation. And a lot of times you get sidetracked. Then at some point somebody says, "Okay, Rabbi Isai, let's focus again. The point that we're meeting is for reason X. We've mentioned A, we've gone off course. Now let's refocus on X." That is an act of reattaching yourself to the source. Rosh Hashanah is not only the day that marks when creation was. It's like when you're in Waze, and you flip around to see where it's taking, so on and so forth. And then there's this button, recenter, that you want to recenter the car to a specific place. The recenter button is Rosh Hashanah, because it's the first day. So we sort of recenter that point of origin in the context of where we're living. So the day of Rosh Hashanah is a day that Zikaron from us and Zikaron from Hashem both become reactivated. And he says, when the Rambam says, for instance, that the shofar is there to remind us to wake up from whatever slumber we're in, it's not only a preparation for doing tshuva, which it is, but that's not only it. The actual act of refocusing is what we're doing. So it's like a person who sleeps withdraws into himself, he's disconnected. So too a person that lost sight of this of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the root and everything flowing out from it is exactly the that's the process. Next paragraph. V'chol ma shelo nira ba'olam ha'koach ha'loki b'izgalus, zeo koch ritzahara shemechasa kol me'eni ha'adam. The force of the Yetzirah is to provide the smog, to provide the fog that covers the clarity from us. If everything was in clear focus, so we would understand everything as coming from Hashem for the purpose, and we would really not have much challenges. We might have practical challenges, but not mentally emotional challenges. The Yetzirah, the Satan, his power is, it says that, you know, like when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he covered it with a cloud, and so people would think he died. When you have a lack of clarity, you reach for the object closest to you. When you're driving through a heavy fog, you can see 1 foot ahead. So you lose that point of zechira. All you have as a focus is the piece that's in front of you. And he says, "Uboyim lazev Rosh Hashanah adeh oras koch Yaakov Avinu shehoya bebchinas azikaron v'zeh shekozik chorik lesod mitzvah ka Yaakov ki Yaakov tzurosuch hakukah b'kisah kovid." So he adds a pshat in this parsha. It's in the parasha that he started with, that in this parasha, it says Kichoik Lisrael Mishal Kayakov, that this day of Tikkun B'Chodesh B'Shefa B'Keser has to do with Yaakov Avinu. It says about Yaakov that his image is engraved under the Kisya Kavod. It says that the angels, when they went up and down the ladder, they would go up and see the image of Yaakov engraved. They'd come down and they would see Yaakov sleeping. In other words, Yaakov, at his highest point of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Yaakov on earth, were connected. If we can give a visual demonstration of Zechira, that's the visual demonstration of Zechira. It's the point of origin, and the point of where I location are connected, and that's why it's a ladder connecting the two. And my father, Zechayin Evracha, once said, half joking, but I think there was a very deep point. He asked, "Why was it a ladder and not a staircase?" And he said, "A staircase, on the point of top and bottom are not aligned. You get from one to the other, but they're in two different locations. A ladder, the two points are aligned." So the metaphor of a ladder connecting the two means it was a straight point. Anything Yaakov Avinu saw here, he understood exactly what its purpose is. And then he says that when the Malach wanted when the Tsar of Esav wanted to harm Yaakov, he touched the sciatic nerve. In Hebrew, it's called Gid Hanasha. So the Zohar Kodesh says, "What is Gid Hanasha? Gid the Ihu Menasha lebnei Nasha lepulchanim areihin." The word Menasha in Aramaic means to forget. Even in Hebrew, Kinashani Elekeya Space Avi was called Menashe because Hashem caused me to forget my home. In other words, the sorrows and troubles were forgotten. So Gid Hanoshe is there's a remez in it. There's a clue to it. What he tried to do was to obfuscate Yaakov Avinu's vision, to obfuscate that clarity of connection of where I'm coming from and what I'm supposed to do about it. So Gid Hanoshe was the try to dislodge that. And by the way, Yaakov is called Yeshurun, the one who is straight. Again, same imagery of a point on top and a point on the bottom and a straight one. So he said he wasn't able to do that, but he was able to harm the generations that would come. And again, the harming of Dvar Shekhem is that sense where the clarity of that original image is gone. And we sort of don't have that. It becomes more and more foggy, less and less clear as we go along. And then he says, let's skip the next paragraph. So, Vayedea Zechira, the last paragraph. Through Zechira, Sheroya Becholdova Eloikus, that he sees in everything the divine hand. Ozukar of Hashem Yisparach, that's when he comes close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zenirmaz gamkein bekosev asomuch. It says, Lo'yeh b'cho el zar. In the same pasuk, it says, Lo'yeh b'cho el zar, you shall not have a strange god. So he says, my great-grandfather, the Kotzker Rebbe, said, Apshat in the pasuk, not you shall not have a strange god, but God shall not be a stranger to you. Lo'yeh b'cho Hashem Yisparach zar. So the zechira means to keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu's image imminent in yourself. This is relevant in almost every activity that we do. Certainly in the realm of the mundane, we get caught up in the world as it is, between making a living, dealing with our surroundings, our children, everything. We become very caught up with it, and a lot of times, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us, yeah, now you have to do this, after this. But we don't see ourselves as sort of a man on a mission, carrying out what we are sent here for. We're here, and someone gives us a long distance call and says, by the way, do this, do that. But that we have a mission that we're fulfilling is sometimes lost on us. It's true in terms of emunah and bitachon. Let's think a minute about it. A person doesn't believe. A person who believes and he's in a difficult situation, there's a health issue, there's a family issue, there's a financial issue. So the person says, you know, if Hashem wants to, he can heal, he can take us out of this problem, he can do this and do that. That's quasi-religious perspective. It's not the perspective that's expected of us. The perspective that's expected of us is that Hashem is there running the world and moving and pushing and pulling to move the world forward in the direction that he wants. And it's not that he could heal us from this illness if he desires. He sent us an illness. So yes, maybe he wants tefillah from us to reconnect to him. Maybe he wants us to do more things to help the person. The solutions might be the same, but the perspective is very, very different. It's true in all of our affairs, you know, in the mundane affairs of the world. It's even true in the world of mitzvahs. There is a famous story again with the Kotzker, where one of the Hasidim came to the Kotzker Rebbe, and he said, Rebbe, I'm having this dream constantly that Hashem is talking to me. What could it mean? So the Kotzker Rebbe said, you know, it doesn't mean anything, because the Gemara says whatever you're involved with all day long, your mind sort of regurgitates at night, and it's nothing. So you're busy thinking about Hashem all day, so at night you have this dream where Hashem comes and talks to you and so on. So he says, Rebbe, I'm so busy doing mitzvahs and learning Torah all day long, I don't have no time to think of Hashem. So the point of it was, a person can get so involved that he forgets where it's coming from. And that's why you see sometimes, you know, people will have a fight, who should do the mitzvah? And if it's Hashem that's telling me to do the mitzvah, do you really think he wants you to fight over it? it's what happens is because it receded, so to speak. Of course, we acknowledge this came from Akash Baruch Hu told us and so on, but the zechira, the memory, is weak. So zechira is, it's not just a mental ability to recall facts like a computer that we have data on a hard drive and call up. Zechira is a thread. If we're to ask ourselves, is there a thread of continuity that connects the world from inception to present to the La'asid level? The answer is yes. That's called zikaron. And if you think about it, when you have Malchius, Zichronos, and Shofros, Malchius speaks about the world's creation, the world's origin, the beginning. Zichronos is that thread that continues. Like we spoke now, Zikaron is the thread of continuity. Shofros deals with La'asid Lavo. It deals with Matan Torah, which was a step forward in the world, and it deals with the Shofar of Mashiach, because Zikaron, when Zikaron is the central midah, it spans time from beginning till end. It gives us a different perspective of everything that's happening. We start with the point of origin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world from nothing, and therefore everything that evolves and happens is a continuation. He had something in mind. So just like when I see somebody start a task, somebody sits there and says, I'm going to build a table, then I bear in mind that everything he's doing has something to do with building the table. The midah of Zikaron, from our point of view, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have the faith and understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the world moving constantly. All that happens to us is his way of doing and shaping. Our midah of Zikaron HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's our midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zocher us, it means that we have the clear sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us to that future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us as his nation. He was looking for certain qualities in us that could take us the whole distance to destination. And with the midah of Zikaron, he keeps moving us from the root, from Bris Olam until Achris Hayamim. So Rosh Hashanah is really an incredible day of connecting to some extraordinarily, from the most fundamental relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that sort of spans over time, the one that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly in the world, because we're living with all the time. It's like a movie where all the pictures are all connected together, and it's one continuous motion. It's not an album from 1950, an album from 1960, an album from 1970. It's a constant motion where everything's happening. We should be zeicher, Mitzvah Hashem, to be able to tap into some of that. It's an incredible way of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an incredible way of experiencing his hashgacha. And Bezus Hashem, we should be zeicher to move forward and we should be to reach the destination, the Achris Hayamim, Bekarv Yemeinu, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, Akut Yar, Ksiva Ksiva Taiva.
Thank you.
Sure.